Your baby doesn't love you anymore. Golden days before they end, whisper secrets to the wind. Your baby before they fly, send falling stars that seem to cry. Your baby doesn't want you anymore. It's
we are screwed. It's over. We are screwed.
Oh my God, my microphone's fucked up. My headphones are fucked up. It's the Malcolm Go podcast, November 29th, 2023. I still got fucking pneumonia from fucking, who knows, 3 weeks ago. Hope you guys had a happy Thanksgiving. Tyler via Zoom. Just an absolutely operational disaster. Every piece of the puzzle is falling apart on this board and the system. Everything. Nothing works. The fucking baby got her fucking chubby, greasy hands all over all my shit, and I can't get back to all the original settings. I don't know what's fucked up, what's not. Probably echoes and fucking river sounds in the back of this. I don't know if that music even came through. All right. Well, I'm calmed down now, Ty, but I do want to start with this. I'm willing to have a conversation that the dynasty may be over. Willing to have the conversation.
Yeah, I mean, we have to see what happens with Zappy this week.
Yeah.
Like, if he comes out firing,
we're back in it. I mean, I don't know.
Fine.
I don't know what to expect. It's we got Tyler Internet, we got fucking dynasties falling, our pets' heads are falling off. It's real classic Malcolm Go podcast here again, November 29th, 2023. Sounds like the first one we ever did, where it was just me rambling like a madman. Now it's just me and Tyler talking about a disgusting, pitiful embarrassment of a football team that we now have to watch on a weekly basis that is somehow gets more embarrassing and worse every week. The media vultures circling, trading Belichick to fucking L.A., trading him to Carolina. A 75-year-old man. This is elder abuse. They want to send him away someplace hot. I mean, he's not moving to Fort Lauderdale. He likes Nantucket. Let the man do his job. I don't know.
I mean, the Carolina seems nice. You know, who doesn't like the Carolina? It seems like a nice place to go rest your head as you're getting older. That owner is like, that guy's an idiot. So I feel like he'll way overpay.
Like, yeah. I mean, I don't think he cares about the money. And so they'd have to like way overpay Bob Kraft, like 3 first round picks in a row or something, because he's going to be under contract for 3 years or something, Belichick. So it's something like, yeah, he's under contract for 2 years. So they'd have to give us at least 1 first round pick. So like, if they did it, it'd have to be like this year. Like, if we got
the first overall,
you couldn't even, because the Bears have their first overall pick, so wouldn't it be fun?
But first of all, like, Belichick's going to go to the team that he picks.
Correct. And I think that he's still going to be a Patriot.
So, why would he? Yes, but if he was going to leave, like, why would he go to Carolina and be like, all right, if I want to go there, and then Kraft's going to be like, all right, give us a first round pick next year, and he's going to, well, we don't even have the one from last year because this dumbass GM paid way too much for Bryce Young. We don't have the one for next year. And now you're going to get rid of one for me and the team's going to fall apart. Like, this, it's not really going to work. So,
and why would he want to go? I said the same thing about Tom Brady, though. So it's kind of like went in my face once. Like, why would a man of his age want to go and start over a team? Like going to just uproot everything he knows. I mean, first of all, it would decimate the Patriots because there wouldn't be, I mean, you wouldn't have, not that it's like the biggest loss, but both his sons would go. I'm sure McDaniels would follow him, that he's not there now anyway, but a lot of front office people would go. I mean, I couldn't even tell you fucking who would go, but a million people, a lot of free agents would go with him.
It doesn't make sense to hire Mayo at that point, because at that point, now you're like, if we're going to go away from Belichick, you need to go completely away. You can't try to do what Belichick is doing without Belichick. It's never going to work.
That's exactly. I mean, that's the same reasoning he had for when he fired Parcells, and he wanted to hire Belichick, and he was like, no, I just got to rid this organization of every Parcells disciple, anything that had anything to do with Parcells. But he turned around after Pete Carroll and just went and got him. So it's like, I've had that same argument. I was like, so what do you, just elevate Mayo so he could run the same program, just worse? It's not going to work that way. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, you need to give him front office help. Like, nobody's disgusted the fact that this team has lost for 20 years just their top coaches and top executives year after year after year after year. It was fucking...
It's insane that everyone just goes like, oh, Belichick's been just GMing by himself the whole time. It's like, no, he hasn't, because five of the guys who used to be the GM for the Patriots are now GMs of other teams. Yeah, Houston City. And
there's something to be said about like Belichick not naming a GM, which is probably why those guys leave. It's asinine to say that, like, okay, Pioli was gone, fucking a thousand other, you know, obviously Casario, Ziegler, fucking Dimitroff, all guys that he helped build Super Bowl winning teams or just run other teams now. And then forget the countless other, like, underling scouts, like the guy that ran Tennessee for years, the guy that ran Arizona for a few years. They're all, like, Belichick fucking scouts, head guys that got head jobs for nothing. You know what I mean? Just for basically working for Belichick and Belichick winning Super Bowl. So, like, they don't give him a chance to restock. Anytime he's good, they go and take his guys.
Who all have nothing but good things to say about him. Like, they don't turn around and leave and go, oh, yeah, like, fuck Belichick. Like, fuck him. Fuck the program. Like, fuck everything. No, they're all, like, real. I don't know. I don't understand, like, why everyone has this, like, negative attitude about Bill just because of the way he treats the media. And then everyone just acts like, so there's 7 minutes a day he talks to the media and answers questions, and that's his entire personality. Like, have you not watched anything else that the guy does? Like,
he's everybody in the media, like, when he does like specials with like the one Rich Eisen and things like that, people swoon over it and like, this guy's amazing. What a, like, I mean, the just once in a lifetime coach in person. But the minute he goes up there and just mumbles through a press conference, he's the worst coach there's ever been. I mean, he has had, you know, the longest dynasty in, you know, sports that matter, basically, you know, free agency, fucking dynasty sports where you have to, like, where players move, basically. Like, you could say, like, the fucking, you know, like the 50s Yankees, sure, but that has nothing to do with it because you could just pay those guys a plumber's wage and they had to come back no matter what. It cannot be done or will never be replicated again. And he's done it all while doing every aspect of the organization and then losing coaches and having to fill those things and teach these new guys what to do year after year after year. I mean, at some point it breaks, you know, and then fucking, you know, of course, greatest of all time quarterback leaves. And, you know, you still have a chance at the playoffs the very next year. You go to the playoffs the year after that. And then you have, you know, last year was a 500 year with a bad decision at offensive coordinator and just doing that. But, you know, was it really? Because now that offense was better than it is this year. So this year they go and do, everyone says it's a home run. They hire two coaches. Kraft allegedly gets involved. You know, they bring Mayo back for more money. They get Bill O'Brien from Alabama, who everyone says is absolute home run. Mac Jones is going to be so much better with this. And then they go and get, you know, Adrian Clem from Oregon to run the offensive line. And all three of those things have been shitty. I mean, not Mayo's defense, but offensive line has been terrible. Offensive coordinator has been terrible. I don't know. I wouldn't even say offensive coordinator to be in general has been terrible. I don't – like, even the offensive line has gotten better as of late. It's just the quarterback play has been just so abysmal. There's no chance to even do anything. Like, you can't coach these guys up anymore. Like, I don't know what happened to Mac Jones. He literally is Chuck Knoblauch hurling the ball into the stands.
And we would have – so a few things on that. Like, one, a lot of – he gets a lot of shit for having his sons coach, you know, sons who have coached some of the best defenses in the league a few years. But arguably what everyone says is the top offensive mind in Kyle Shanahan – he's a coach because his dad was a great NFL coach for a long time.
Yeah.
And he's like, can we get a Shanahan disciple? Can we get a Kyle Shanahan disciple?
It's
like
Shanahan guys, right? Exactly.
Oh, you mean the guy who only got a coaching job because his dad was a coach, and but does he suck? But all these other – like, so that's – and there's a lot of – I mean, the NFL is just kind of like that. Like, if you were in the NFL and you were NFL coaches whose sons are now, like, head coaches – but secondly, yeah, the quarterback is just – it's just there's no – I don't know. I don't think they want to play for him anymore. I don't think – clearly. I don't think that, like – if this was a different team, like if this was like the Jets or the – there would be like rumblings of like the defense is like talking shit about the quarterback. That doesn't come out with this team because I think like, you know, they are still like a team, you know, they still like, you don't hear bad things from the players.
No, they all,
it's not how they're built.
Still say the same thing. You know, everybody gets the same treatment. Basically. It's like, oh, you know, I was hearing them today. You know, Bailey, we believe in three guys that could run this offense, saying, you know, Will Greer. And they're even fucking today, Malik Cunningham's fucking throwing passes in practice. And they're like, oh, he's dangerous. He's dangerous, man. And then it's just fucking, there's nobody dangerous, first of all. And it's just a, just a clusterfuck. I just don't know what happened to Mac Jones. Like, you can't tell me a strong-minded, capable, national champion quarterback who was at the fucking Heisman ceremony, undefeated national champion, that got coached by as close to Bill Belichick as possible, just absolutely turned into a turtle and fucking, you know, turned back into a pumpkin because fucking he had Matt Patricia for 1 year. You know what I mean? It doesn't make the team terrible. It doesn't make him the worst quarterback I've ever seen. Make horrendous decisions.
We were kind of like, I was kind of saying for a while, was that he's like never won them a game, and then that Buffalo game he was really good. Like that was like the first game where you're like, it was him, but he doesn't have that ability in him clearly. Like he can't figure it out with like nothing was really going right. The offensive line was banged up. We weren't running the ball. Like the defense wasn't, they were getting turnovers, but they weren't scoring points like they were last year. It's like, so now when it was finally on him to see if he could like be the guy to elevate this team, it was just, you know, he's not even close to that guy. He's fine if you're everything else is clicking, but he when he realizes like, oh, I have to do a little more than just get average 17 points a game. That's when it falls apart.
Crazy. Like people were comparing him to like his ceiling is Kirk Cousins. I was like, if this motherfucker was at the beginning of when I heard that, I was like, fuck you. He's the bad. He's going to be so good. And then fucking like right now I would kill for someone that had the fucking ceiling of Kirk Cousins. I mean, I just, he makes some of the most mind boggling decisions. I mean, the interceptions he's been throwing are just, I mean, I wouldn't make those passes playing in the NFL. Like, I mean, they're like, he's just off his back foot, lobbing it to nowhere. It, like, nobody's near guys just waiting for the ball. He threw in a triple coverage last week. The interception, you know, when they're driving down the field. I mean, all due respect to the Giants' defense, which was pretty decent. Like, they couldn't score points on the Patriots unless we literally handed it to them. And Mac Jones had a nice drive going, and for no reason just lobs it up. Like, in the middle of the field, where it's number one, no. You don't lob the ball in the middle of the field. And it's off your back foot to a guy that's not even there. I don't understand the logic or the thinking in that situation. And then, like, I mean, I don't even remember if that was the first interception or the second one. But then they run it all the way back. Of course they score a touchdown. And then fucking Zappe comes in. They run right down, score a touchdown. I'm like, they probably win this game, but they fucking don't deserve to. I mean, when I was watching Chad Ryan, I mean, like I said, and then there's everything. There's not one thing that works anymore, goes right. Like, I'm watching him get ready to kick that, and I'm like, he's going to miss this. And I kind of wanted him to, because it was like in between, like, I was doing blowing leaves and then doing the Christmas decorations. I'm like, if he just misses this, I can just finish all that. That'll be perfect for me. And he missed it, of course. So I was just like, you know what? That's exactly what this team deserves. Not one thing to go right.
I mean, yeah, I don't understand. Like, Mac Jones is literally a guy. He's a coach on a defense who, in pregame, throws interceptions to the defense in warmups.
Yeah.
That's the type of passes he makes.
He's the guy yelling pass, ball, bingo. Like, you know, that guy.
Yeah.
He throws it up in the air.
You have in pregame, there's no offense out there. You just drop into your coverage, and then the coach just throws you a pick, and you just pick it and run it back, and then that's the end of the play, just so you know where to line up.
Old tip drill Jones, we'll call him.
The throw to the linebacker, it's Zappi's ball that he threw. That was like a good play by the safety. He read it. He didn't bite on the other route. Ran two guys out on routes, but Juju would have caught the ball if there was no defenders on the field. Like, the ball would have hit Juju.
Yeah,
there's been like five balls that Mac has thrown for interceptions that the offensive player wouldn't have been able to catch the ball if nobody was on the field.
Correct. He's thrown Tebow-esque interceptions, like,
yeah, like
way exactly over people's heads, or just like backyard, not even backyard, like recess. Recess tag football interceptions where, like, you yell blitz on the quarterback and sprint in instead of giving him five Mississippis, and he just will throw it up in the middle of, like, the asphalt and hope that the kid on his team catches it. That's the way Mac Jones is playing professional football right now.
And it's unbelievable. It's incredible. Like, they're not like, oh, it was 3rd and 7 and, you know, I was trying to make a play. These aren't trying to make a play throws. These are just, I don't even know what they are. They're just panic, hand the ball to the team throws.
Yeah, they're beyond panic. Because it's like, I mean, the one against the Colts, there wasn't a Colt within 5 yards of Mac Jones when he was throwing that ball. He just didn't step into it, and he was 10 yards short. You know, the one against the Giants, the first one, there was nobody around him because he was scrambling. Out to the left. The second one, I don't remember. I mean, he wasn't getting hit, but, like, he was getting pressured, and he just lobs it up, which is incomprehensible. I mean, I don't think I've seen. I mean, maybe fucking Zach Wilson made interceptions. Like, the guy before him, Sam Darnold, kind of threw plays like that every once in a while. But, like, against weird, like, Wink Martindale defense, which wasn't, like, I didn't think very exotic. Like, he would blitz, but it wasn't, like, I don't know. I didn't see, like, guys coming from all different angles and shit where, like, Mac's going to be confused. Which, by the way, year 3, you should be able to read a defense by now, especially after playing at Alabama and all this shit. I mean, I'm going to say it's not the coaching. I'm going to say it's just, like, he's literally lost all sense of confidence in himself. Somebody tweeted the other day, and I think it was the perfect way to sum it up. It said, Mac Jones has zero confidence and... Oh, no, he has – yeah, it was like Mac Jones has no confidence and Bailey Zappi has way too much confidence. Exactly correct. Mac Jones has lost it. He looks like he's crying because he didn't get, like, a bike on Christmas when he comes off the field. And Bailey Zappi goes in and thinks he can do – he's Brett Favre, and he is dog shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like listening to, like, the weapons argument. That really, like – I've had enough of that one, because it's like there's not that many teams, like, with these guys that are, like, incredibly special. Like, Houston doesn't have anyone.
No, but there's always, like, one top end talent, and then, like, maybe a second guy that's better than average on great teams. Like, there's one superstar usually, then, like, a really better than average guy, and then 3 or 4 guys that are capable. I mean, like Kansas City doesn't really have anybody but Kelsey right now. 49ers have
who IU, does Lamar Debo. Have?
Lamar's got Flowers is doing well. He's got Odell Beckham, who's, you know, still capable.
Yeah, he's on his 7th knee.
He is. I agree. Rashad Bateman. But they also can run for 200 yards a game because Lamar fucking runs for 150 a game. So it's different.
Yeah, I think that is a big issue with Mac is that there's no – like, you can deal – you don't need a running quarterback. We talked about it a million times. You don't need a running quarterback, but you need a mobile quarterback. You need a guy like Russell Wilson. Like, Russell Wilson's not rushing for, like, big yards anymore, but he scrambles in the pocket. He creates, like, can create a play. Like,
be able to Mac at least navigate a pocket and not panic. That's the, like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to just avoid the first guy. That's really what you're supposed to. Like, Bailey Zappi did it. He did it, like, he came in, somebody tried to sack him. He ducked under it and threw the ball. It was probably intercepted, but he fucking threw it. He got away from it. You know, I mean, that's just what Tom Brady did for 20 years was fucking up, down, left, right, fucking basically just one step here, just fucking wander around. You know what I mean? You take the sacks you have to take. Like, for instance, I would have taken the sack where he lobbed it up in the middle of the field. But, like, other than that, you fucking, you know, you move around and try to make plays. That's what everybody does now. It's not, like, the structure of the NFL is so, it's like, I don't know, maybe San Francisco and, like, Philadelphia are, like, really coordinated offenses. And I wouldn't even see Philadelphia all that much. But, like, definitely San Francisco is, like, Brock Purdy may have to avoid a sack, but those guys are wide the fuck open all the time because they're schemed open. The offense is just, like, timed perfectly, hit. And, you know, the Eagles, too. But, like, most guys are, like, you know, a guy won't be open first look. And then a quarterback will scramble for 2 seconds and then, you know, dump off for a 17-yard gain to a guy that came open. You know, you don't have to have just A.J. Brown to do that. You know what I mean? They got fucking other players. Like, we have capable NFL receivers. I don't know who we – I mean, Jalen Reagor, Devontae Parker. We have guys that were drafted in the first round. I think three of them. Reagor, Juju Smith-Schuster, fucking Devontae Parker, Hunter Henry. That's four I can name right there. Gesicki might have been. He was at least high second. So these guys aren't like they're not nobody prospects that like nobody thought was ever going to be good. There, a lot of them were first round picks, high first round picks, and not like none of them can do anything. I don't know where it goes. I don't know if it's. I know that, and I've been saying it for weeks. Is a lot of it had to do with that Patricia offense and thinking they were going to all of a sudden be able to run Kyle Shanahan's offense without Kyle Shanahan or even a guy that coached with Kyle Shanahan. Last year, do it with Patricia, and the draft, the signing, or the trade and signing of Devontae Parker, who's not a Patriots typical wide receiver, can't run over the middle, can't run anything in the middle of the field. He, Tyquan Thornton, again, not a Patriots type receiver. First of all, too skinny, no shiftiness, straight line guy. They would have never had those two guys. They probably wouldn't have taken Cole Strange. Obviously, Pierre Strong, you saw he already left. They had... you know, there's so many different mistakes that came along with trying to change the offense last year, and it set them back, you know, a long time. It set them back basically a year and a half because last year they practiced this new offense they couldn't pull off. It made Kendrick Bourne lose a year, basically just being in Patricia's doghouse, and he's clearly the best receiver on the team when he is playing. And it's just it was fucking... It set everything back, even though the offense was better last year. It set it back. Like, it's kind of how, like, when the president says the economy is, like, so much better now. It's because, and they'll say, like, well, it's better because the last guy was shitty. But, like, it's always, like, an overlap of a year. You know what I mean? Like, the economy will be going up or down in the first year of the presidency because whatever happened in last term. So it's, like, kind of, like, how that's happening. It's basically they fucked up
last
year.
You guys didn't think you were going to get that. Huh? You didn't think you were getting a macroeconomic lesson on this?
Please, this is Matt. This is
it. Hey, on this Malcolm Go Pod, we're shooting at all angles.
And the kid when
you're 2-9, you just.
I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but yeah, it's a pretty big deal.
We're just firing out takes.
Got a lot of takes. I got a lot of hot takes. You got a bad internet, so I got to keep up fucking dead air. Yeah. No, it's really just been bugging the shit out of me. So, like, literally set him back probably a year and a half. But again, and I'm going to say it probably until Kraft fucking does actually get rid of Belichick, I do not think that Bill Belichick should leave. I think Bill Belichick should be able to continue doing what he wants to do, which is coach the New England Patriots the way he wants to coach them. People still believe in him. He's still got leadership in the room. Matt Slater's probably done after this year, but like He's a great, you know, he could be around team chaplain. I don't know. But, like, there's not, they just got to build more. Like, you'll be able to get Ziegler back. You'll be able to get McDaniels back. You'll be able to add more guys because no one's going to be picking off a team that's 2-15 or whatever the fuck they're going to be. You know what I mean?
Hey, would you think that, because I think Bell should be able to coach as long as he wants. I mean, also thought, like, never thought Brady was leaving. Like, I always thought that was, like, rumors, that was just bullshit, until he actually left, and then I was completely shocked. I thought none of that was true. So,
I was shocked too.
Do you think that if they did just keep Brady, Brady retired as a Patriot for more years, maybe they, you know, never won another Super Bowl, but they kind of made the playoffs, you know, not maybe a little better than they did. 2 or 3 more wins in the last every year and went like had 5 or 6 losses and were like a 3 or 4 seed. And then Brady just retired. Do you think there would be any talk of Belichick leaving, even if he had this year? So Brady was here. We never won any more playoff games. And do you think they would still be talking about firing Belichick? Or do you think they would just, because of the way it ended with Brady?
I think that they that hold that against like, him like are, crazy. Yeah, I think a lot of people hold it against
right
him.
Right now, right? Currently. Yeah. 100%. I think that's the only reason they're talking about getting rid of him is because how it ended with Brady.
Yeah, and Brady wanted to leave. Like, it wasn't even, like, it's. He said it multiple times. He was like, yeah, he wanted to. He got the contract. Same contract the Bucks gave him. He didn't want to sign it. He just got the extension, like, way too late. He wanted it a year earlier, got it the year after. So I was like, nah, fuck this. And then he left and went to Tampa Bay on a loaded team. Like, the Patriots were not loaded at that point in time. They just lost to the Tennessee Titans at home in the playoffs. Like, the team wasn't very good. Their defense was below average and aging. The offense had, like, no weapons. Julian Edelman was all they had, and his knee barely was held together with duct tape.
The defense still was pretty loaded. That was the year that Sam Darnold said he was seeing ghosts out there. They set it out like 8.
Well, they were 10-0 and then lost like the defense, 5 of the last 7.
Yeah.
They were playing terrible, because I remember thinking that's bullshit, because they were embarrassing teams. They gave up like 7 points per game for the first like 11 weeks, and then I was like, they're going to break all these fucking records, the best defense I've ever seen. And then, like, all of a sudden they played a quarterback that was any good and was starting to lose. Like, Ryan Tannehill beat him in the playoffs at home. That's all you need to know.
I mean, I don't know. I think that they're actually not that bad of a team. Like, I think the offensive line is fine. I think they need to maybe figure out, like, I think So is good. I think Wenu's dominant. Trent Brown's been really good this year. Strange and Andrews are kind of an issue, but I think they're kind of fine. Like, they're not great, but they're both fine. The defense, I think, is really good. I think the defense, if they had any sense of offense, like moving the ball or like being able to play as like, you know, like, you know, give and take unit, like the defense would be like really good. But the defense is going out there being like, all right, we have to hold teams to 6.
Yeah,
how hard it is to try to hold someone to 6 every fucking week.
We have to hold them to 6. We have to fucking, a lot of times, fucking score because our quarterback gave a touchdown up, or we have to defend the red zone because they just got an interception and ran all the way back here after we just got off the field 8 seconds ago.
Or try to give them the ball at, like, the 6-yard line because the offense might be able to score from the 6. Yeah. So I think the defense is young. I think they're good. I think they're, like, pretty stacked at all levels. Like, I love the front. You know, if we had Jude on, our D line would be like real good and be able to get pressure on both sides. And I like linebackers. They kind of like this style of linebacker with just Bentley and then filling in these other guys who just kind of like play different snaps.
Yeah, they want.
And the secondary, I think, is good.
Yeah, I mean, so I don't know. Obviously, I think with losing Jack Jones and like JC seems like he's just doesn't want to play football anymore because he got rich, which is fine. He doesn't have to. We're not paying him. So, like, he can fucking just, like, he doesn't seem like he wants to even play football anymore. So, I mean, when the Patriots cut him at the end of the year, I'm sure he's going to come crawling back and have a little bit more heart in him. But right now, he's playing like dog shit. He got beat for, like, a 3rd-and-17 this week. Defense, I don't think they need a ton of upgrades, to be honest with you. Like,
any upgrades. I'm fine if they roll out the same D.
D is good. I would love to see, more Keon. You need a cornerback, a second cornerback, to start. Like, you need a CB2 who was supposed to be Jack Jones. You need, you know, probably...
What's wrong with John Jones?
Fine, but he's old and he's like a slot guy. You want to get a guy, an outside perimeter guy that's any good, you know, unless you kick J.C. Jackson.
It should have been Jalen Mills. It should be Jalen Mills. He doesn't even play. I don't understand what happened. Like, we moved him to safety and he can't get on the field.
I don't know what he does. He, like, plays safety, but then they were like, yeah, Jabril Peppers is way better than you, and, like, Kyle Duggar's better than you. I don't know when he could play. I thought they were going to be playing, like, four or five safeties this year. Like, literally their whole secondary is just going to be safeties and one cornerback, but it's not. Like, Barmore's having a dominant season. You know, Uche's probably going to get way overpaid. But Bill's just going to be smart about the money. Like, he's literally got to sign homegrown talent that are good. Like, Duggar should stay. Uche, if he doesn't, like, look for, like, $20 million, should stay.
I'm fine with Uche going because my guy Jennings is playing really good football.
He's playing well.
We're going to bring back.
He's got no pass rush ability. You know what I mean? He had a sack last week, but it was, like, after 20 seconds. He's, like, an edge-setting, thumping
machine.
Edge guy. He's an edge guy.
He's a first and second down guy. But then you're going to have Judon and Keon White. And then probably some other young guy you're going to draft is how I think they're probably going to.
Like, Uche's perfect for, like, just a third down sack artist. But that's all he's ever going to be here. And, like, that's never going to be worth $16 million, you know, to Bill Belichick.
No, because the rest of the league way overpays that. So we're going to have to get another one of those guys in the draft, I think.
Yeah, I can guarantee you that's probably what's going to happen. Unless Bill's, like, starting to – I mean, he's got so much money he can afford to keep, like, every single one of our free agents, plus get, like, three top-tier guys in the market. We're fucking five middle-of-the-road guys. You know, he could get Mike Evans and fucking T. Higgins and re-sign all our guys and trade for fucking Jerry Jeudy if he wanted to and be under the cap by $20 million. You know what I mean? That's the type of year it's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, I really do think they need – which they've kind of needed for a while. I was like, they just need to go get a receiver. And honestly, like, the best way to do it with how expensive these guys are, like, it used to be draft back. You get a quarterback on a rookie salary. You're saving all this money. Or left tackle. Well, wide receivers like that now, too. Those guys get paid $20 million a year. So, yeah, like sign a wide – draft a first-round receiver.
Yeah, like, if you get in – that's literally the point. Like, it's – I mean, you get the third pick – and Caleb Williams and Drake May are gone, and you're staring Marvin Harrison in the face, like, you might as well just take him. Like, you can get a above-average left tackle at the 35th pick. It's basically a fucking it's basically a first-round pick. But then, I mean, I don't know what you do at quarterback. I mean, you roll out another fucking Mac Jones year or a fucking, you know, a journeyman like Baker Mayfield. I don't know what you do next year. I mean, you got to get...
Well, yeah, why don't you just draft... quarterbacks. Draft a quarterback in the second round and draft a quarterback in the fourth round. Yeah, and just see what happens. Like,
worked out. Dude, it fucking hit, though. That was a success because Robert Griffin was good for a year and then, like, was injured forever. And then Kirk Cousins came in and it was really good. So, like, it was really a good – I mean, they double-dipped and it made sense. I mean, everyone was like, wow, why'd they do that? And it worked out, even though he doesn't do it for the Redskins or Commanders, whatever fuck their team name is now. Yeah, worked out. But, I mean, yeah, if you're number three and Marvin Harrison's there, fuck it. I mean, I'd be hard-pressed not to just to fuck with Indianapolis fans. Just have Marvin Harrison Jr. play for the Patriots for years. You know, I'd love to get Peyton Manning's fucking nephew, too. If we can get him, maybe he can come play, be quarterback.
That'd be fun.
Just build the fucking 2002 Indianapolis Colts on the Patriots in
2006. Go like 15 and... Go 15-2 every year and just lose in the first round of the playoffs. That'd be a fun.
Lose to some average Steelers team that just runs down our throats because they're soft as fuck.
I don't know. You look around the league. There's going to be how many coaches are going to be? There's going to be what? Like 10 coaches are going to get fired. Probably.
I mean, I heard Schefter the other day. He said like it was on the McAfee podcast or something. Like at least seven coaches are going to get fired, and he's like, "Oh, I'll take the over." So you got to say, probably Rivera, because he's been on, like, the hot seat. Everyone's been talking about it, even though he beat the Patriots, which is classic. Staley from the Chargers, definitely. Already they fired fucking the Raiders coach. They already fired the Panthers coach. I can see Todd Bowles in Tampa. Who else is there?
The Jets. Five. Could be. I think he might stay.
Yeah. They're going to keep them because of Rodgers. That's the only reason he would stay.
Yeah.
I could easily see McDermott getting fired in Buffalo.
When they don't make the playoffs.
Yeah, they're 500. And I want to say, just while it just popped in my head, with this team at the start of the year and Tom Brady at his current age, I think they would be contending with the Miami Dolphins in the division right now. Like the Dolphins are 8-2 or 8-3 or whatever they are. If Tom Brady was, you know, never retired and just came back for one more year with the Patriots and started with the offense that we had and the defense that we had, I guarantee you we'd be second in the division at worst.
If they were to add like Mike Evans or like one other guy, you know, then yeah, I think he really would be.
I know he's 100 now, but like I've seen him have worse teams, worse wide receivers than this. Juju Smith-Schuster, he would make work. He would make Devontae Parker work. DeMario Douglas would be a fucking 8-catch-a-game guy. Kendrick Bourne would have been a great receiver for him.
He does have both the tight ends.
Tight ends. Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, he'd have six wins at least.
I don't think they're that far. I don't think they're that far off. Yeah. Like, if you just plug in a competent quarterback who can make some plays, they win half the games they played this year. Yeah, they're not like an embarrassing, like people like.
They've had like five embarrassing games. Two of those embarrassing games they should have won. It literally, if anybody like that was not a moron started at quarterback, they literally could have picked up 1940s fucking Otto Graham or slinging Sammy Baugh, who probably never threw a forward pass, and just handed it off and threw, you know, 2-yard passes and beat both the Colts and the Giants. Literally, you didn't have to go play Division I football at Alabama to win either of those games. I mean, you could have plucked any second-string quarterback off any team in the league and won both of those games. If you just asked them to hand off, throw, make easy, open fucking screen passes, anything, simplest shit, they would have won, both of them.
If they had Malik Cunningham running the wing T, they would have easily won those.
Dude, I'm not above thinking that this week they're going to run the Wildcat 100% of the game. I'm not even joking. Like, they can't. Bailey Zappe can't throw. The Chargers give up a lot of rushing yards. Their defense is the worst in the league. I could see, they just break out the Wildcat. Fuck it, and just do it. You know what I mean? Like, they just bring Cunningham in. Ezekiel Elliott does it. I don't know if Ramondre Stevenson can do it, but they always have Zeke do it. I mean, they're breaking up fucking. They're breaking out 2008 offenses in 2023. So, I mean, might as well fucking. Do it right. Do it with a quarterback that can actually run. You know what I mean? He could run routes and run the ball.
You know what's going to suck about this game is that the score is going to be like, it's going to be like 16-9 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And the Patriots are going to have the ball. And we're going to be sitting there going like, well, if they make like a couple plays, but there's no one who's going to make a couple plays. Like, no. We're going to not be out of this game.
No, especially, about I don't know, team. I think he's beaten Herbert twice, maybe three times, and he's like, he never loses to the Chargers. 40.
The score has probably been like 95-6 again.
Yeah, he's been blow, he blows it's him terrible. Out. In an interception.
They blow them out.
Crazy, and it's always on the road, and their teams always look better than ours, and obviously they have way better weapons, and the quarterback's 10 times better. But for some reason, like, our defense always holds it together, and Mac Jones is beating him. Like, it's not just anybody. Mac Jones is beating Herbert on the road. So it's, like, not undoable.
Quite.
It's just
back-to-back years.
Yeah. It's just, I think Cam beat him, right? And then Mac beat him. I don't know, one of the two. But maybe, I think Cam definitely beat him, but I thought Mac did just one.
No, didn't they beat him last year, like, 56-0?
They beat him back-to-back years, but Cam was a quarterback on one of them, I thought. Yeah, I don't know. I tweet that, I think, at, like, the halftime. I was like, I know they're going to be in this game and fuck it up. Like, they did that against the Colts. They did it against the Giants. They did it against, I mean, how many teams have they done backbreaking mistakes to? Fucking Raiders, Eagles, I mean, that's four right there where they literally lost the game themselves. Boutte doesn't get his foot down. Missed a kick in the Giants game. Throws a horrendous interception against the Colts. Just the Giants. Just the whole game was a clusterfuck. What was the other one I was thinking? The I don't know. Commanders. I don't even remember what the score of that game was. The season has just been a blur. My season ticket holder brothers are fucking quitting on me. They don't even want to go to games anymore. They're miserable. I might be at the stadium by myself Sunday, just sitting in the parking lot with no food.
I would love that for you. I think that's exactly what you should do. Just go and just angry yell at kids.
It's my 38th.
Did you see the video of that Eagles kid who walked up to the Bills fan and he like, you know, they're in the tailgate and he goes to give him a high five and the Bills fan sticks his hand up and he takes the high five away and just flips him off. He's like 7 years old. I feel like that's what you're just going to be doing to anyone wearing a Mac Jones jersey for the next. Just by yourself at a tailgate bullying
kids.
Kids
have Mac Jones jerseys. I want to do one of those fucking burning jersey videos. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just going to end up being at the game by myself, miserable, and sitting there just I'm going to bring in I won't give the team any money. So I'm going to bring in 17, 18 Coors Lights. I'm going to get one of those things off Amazon. Bandoliers, the beer bandoliers. You could stack like 25 beers in them. And I'll just be in there. You're just going to hear. All you're going to keep hearing is aluminum hitting concrete the whole game. me screaming at fucking Mike Gesicki and fucking Mac Jones to get on the same page. I mean, we're week 11 and we got miscommunication on an out route. And he's lobbing balls in the air. I mean, Ephus pitches to the fucking sideline. I mean, I don't think Mac Jones even suits up for the game. He might be emergency third.
Yeah. Quarterback. How about Zappe getting first team starts? I mean, definitely I don't know. Bad.
He's definitely starting, and he'll probably play the whole game unless he literally throws up on himself. I don't know if he's gonna have as quick a hook as Mac will, but like it would be interesting to see if they just like start like just having an interception off. Like Bailey will start one game and throw two interceptions, and then Mac starts the second half, and then the next week they just do it opposite again, like they did last week.
You know. When we used to do the pod, when they used to win all the time, we hardly talked about the Patriots. We never mentioned games. There was nothing really to talk about. It was just happy times. We would just basically tell bad stories about things that were happening to us at the time in our lives. Now this is it. Now we just the bad thing happening in our lives is the Patriots.
It is. It's the besides crushing credit card debt. I mean, I would say the Patriots are probably the worst thing in my life. The other being crushing credit card debt, and I mean crushing.
Well, I mean, I don't want to get. I mean, you are the finance macroeconomics guru, but you are just opening up new cards and balance transferring. I mean, that's the oldest trick in the book.
It is the oldest trick. I mean,
don't pay any interest.
I don't have to
ever.
Pay any interest for months and years. If it's,
it doesn't count. If you're not paying interest on the credit card debt, that doesn't actually hit my books until I start paying interest.
I'm sending kids to college. For multiple years with my credit card debt right now. It's fucking absurd. I'll tell you what, that Bidenomics has really fucked me with those fucking variable rates. God, good grief.
Oh, they sneak up on you.
How about fucking Kowloon going fucking worldwide the other day, fucking Thanksgiving? Interesting day.
If that didn't, like, that made my Thanksgiving weekend. Like, I was having so much. Everyone I was talking to was loving it. That was the best. I mean, the girl just, like, I said it instantly. I'm like, this is exactly, like, I mean, I don't want to say anything bad about the missus. But, I mean, I feel like there's a chance that Tony met Anne in a bar and saw her bottle a gentleman off the head, and that's how they got married. Like, this is Tony's dream.
Yeah, I don't know how that girl didn't leave with a ring on her hand. I don't know. But that I've seen that fight at Kowloon, I don't know, 250 times. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just because somebody videotaped it, now it was like viral. I was listening to a guy at Boy Scouts, by the way, the other day, which I'm now a fucking Cub Scout because they don't allow, like, they don't even let anybody adult near the little kids because I think they've had so many molestation fucking lawsuits. So now I have to go and, like, be active in Cub Scouts, which is a nightmare to me. Yeah. So I'm literally there fucking.
Documentary on Netflix? They're
No, they better give me fucking merit badges because I'm doing all this shit. So anyway, I hear the lady talking, and she's like, the guy that videotaped it, like his brother was an executive at Apple, so he was the one that made it go viral, like on Twitter, and got it on TMZ and all this shit. And I was like, that makes sense.
I was just like, it was also just too perfect of a video. Like the girl, her tits are popping out. The guy's all bloody. Someone's in the chokehold, and then she turns around, grabs the bottle, and that's not the first time she's broken a bottle off a man's head.
That was because, one of the most confident bottling I've ever seen. I've tried to get that off like concrete blocks. First try. It's hard. It's not easy to do. Break a bottle on something.
It was a perfect smash. Yeah. Here's the thing about the Boy Scouts, like. If you guys are like, all right, we're going to do the overnight where everyone has to, like, go up in the mountain and take the kids up there. Does anyone want to volunteer to do the overnight with the kids? If some guy instantly raises his hand and goes, yeah, I'll do it. That's like, all mark. Right, well, it's definitely not going to be you.
Yeah, you're out.
You're actually officially out, and you're actually not allowed back. You have to get the guy, clearly you.
Well, I envision this
He's
now.
Like, I don't want to fucking do this. That's the person who needs to do
this now is that I have to go on the trips. I have to, like, be in canoes and shit. Like, my kid... God love him. I've wanted him to play sports and push him into, like, every sport there is. He has zero interest. He wants to be a Cub Scout. Fucking loves it. We go, and he fucking has a great time and just loves it so much. And I'm like, all right, I guess this is what I'm doing then. So, like, I just know, like, every single thing I'm going to be involved in is be like, okay, we're going to go up to fucking the tippy top of Vermont and stay in a fucking mosquito trap and catch our own food. I'm like, come on. Like, skills are this is I'm not hunter-gatherer Tony. I mean, this isn't colonial pioneer times. Why do I have to learn this? Like, come on. I live in a house.
Let's be honest though.
Not for long, but I do right now.
It's probably a better life. Yeah. Like, I'm looking at your basement. You have a bunch of pictures of men in tight pants. Yeah. Asses, thighs, everywhere, all along your it's all you're looking at is men in tight pants covering your basement walls. You live and die the Patriots week in, week out. It ruins your week. The boy is just happy. He's like, oh, nature walks. Like he really probably has a better way. Caring about sports is a curse. It's an absolute curse.
It is. I had that same feeling. Like just a lot of my friends, you know, when I went to college, you know, it was always weird to me. Not weird. I get it, but like it was weird to like transition because I was never a Syracuse sports fan. Right, I was just Boston sports fan. Didn't care about college teams at all in any sport. And then, fucking Alexa's talking on my fucking wall. My kids discovered this fucking like just fucked my whole life up. They discovered this announcement feature. So like every 2 seconds, my daughters from their bedroom will just be like, you don't understand a word. So you have to say like Alexa, Alexa announce or something, and then say your announcement after it. But it's always the first 25 seconds of it is just Alexa announce, Alexa announce, 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 and then they'll say it. And I'll just be like, the fuck? Like it's always nothing. Mom, milk, TV's off, TV blanket. I'm like, God damn. And it pops up on my phone too because I have the Alexa app. I'm like, dude, I can't get away from it. What was I talking about? I'm fucking lost. But what was I just talking about? I lost my complete train of thought.
I watched a guy. I watched a video of a guy walk up. He was in a supermarket, and there was one of the phones that was just on the wall that you could, like, page everyone. He walks up, somehow knew how to use it perfectly, pressed a button, went to the speakerphone to the entire supermarket and just farted into the phone and put it back. I was dying.
That's a good move in any in any situation. Farting into a microphone is hilarious. Can't miss.
Yeah, we just gotta teach how to fart until the end.
We're gonna take out a GoFundMe for your internet service. I don't know. I know that the fucking app that we put it on, like I put the podcast up, like gets rid of like dead air, and I know I'm pretty sure that fucking dumb GarageBand does it too, but like I don't even know how it could get rid of you. You'll just be talking sometimes, and it will just be off for 2 seconds. Then your sentence will start. I feel like you're constantly lagging. Like I don't even know if you know that I'm talking right now. Like I feel like you're 20 minutes behind me. Like you're talking about sentences that I've already talked about 20 minutes ago. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know when you call in a radio show and they've already changed topics 7 times? That's what I feel like how I'm talking to you. But, you know.
Well, I don't know if it's the video or what, because sometimes I watch your face and it's like watching one of those like Asian dubbed over shows where you're just like mouth moves super fast, but the words don't match up. Yeah. It's what I'm watching. Yeah, this is, I got to get back in studio. I need to.
We need you in studios. We need, listen, it just, I need someone to go to the Patriots game with me. So fucking someone, I don't care who it is at this point. I'm going to take maybe a couple Cub Scouts. I don't know. It could be a couple Cub Scouts. I'll bring them along. My son ain't going. I might as well just grab a couple from the troop.
That's what I was going to say. When I was, and this feels like you Cub Scout version, but when I was like 12 or 13, we went to Cooperstown to play in like a, it was like a little league, but it was like the diamond was slightly bigger and you, whatever. It was like this tournament. And one of the dads who was the coaches who had to like sleep in the bunk with us brought in one of those like the fold up chairs that you like slide into the bag, except there was no chair in it. He just filled that whole bag with beers. So it just looked like he was carrying in like a sliding chair and just got shit faced one night. And we were just racing him in the middle of the barracks. And Team Pepsi came out because they were in the championship game. And the coach got in our coach's face, and he's hammering. He's drinking a beer in the middle of the barracks. And he's like, shut up, you have a game tomorrow. He's like, oh, fuck you. And you're... Well, this is what I picture you in the Cub Scouts, just hammered, yeah. Drinking Coors Lights, going, throwing them out.
There's a funny about the canoe. There was a weird full circle like thing where I wanted to be a Cub Scout too when I was a little kid. And my dad obviously thought it was gay, so he would tell me it was gay and that I was gay. So he basically would lead with that and end with that on every Cub Scout day. And so like there was one time where we had to go stay in a cabin, and we had to bring a chaperone. So my chaperone was my godfather, my uncle, who was like, he's only like 15 years older than me. So he was probably like fucking, I don't know, 25 at the time. The last place he wants to be, I'm sure, for a weekend is with like guys that were, because I was young, was obviously young, and like we went with like kids that were my age, but their dads were all like in their 30s or 40s, and they were all into like the Cub Scout shit, and my uncle was like, I don't want to deal with any of this, I hate this, and he was just telling me, he was like, all I could do, because there was no bathroom in the cabin, and he would just go outside, shit in the woods, and get high for like two, he's like, for 48 hours straight. He's like, I had to keep going outside. And this was in the winter, in the snow. We had no heat. We had to make our own fire on the inside. We had to cook outside. It was a fucking crazy weekend. It was probably cool in retrospect. All I remember was two things. One, my uncle was never around because he was somewhere shitting and getting high. And second, I pissed my bed and then laid in it, my uncle. I left my bunk bed and went and laid with my uncle. And I aged like way too old, like to 11. Like, I don't know. I was scared to go outside and get eaten by a wolf or something, so I just pissed my bed instead. Two things that I remember from that trip.
That's fun.
It's going to be me.
It's fun to think. It's funny to think about, like, when we were younger, not realizing, like, your parents were drunk when you were doing stuff. And you're like, oh, yeah, wow, this is fun. Like, dad's just super happy today. Or whatever. Like, or, like, you're like, but yeah, like parents, like this, like, yeah, like your uncle just getting high during a, like, he must have been like, oh, thank Christ, as he was like ripping a joint by himself in the woods. Or this guy just sneaking beers into like a
20 bag from some guy in Lynn on the way up. We just found our way to this fucking middle of nowhere fucking campground. He just least that, he's exactly like me. Like, all he thought, cared about was like sports. He's like, none of this I care about. Like, I don't want to gather wood with my nephew. Like, first of all, he wanted to go out and get laid. He didn't want to be fucking with me. Fucking burden. Like, just fucking burden godson that, like, who cares? I'm your godfather. What does that mean? That means I got to take you to Boy Scout camp because your dad thinks it's
great. Well, it's not bad. When you get another nice excuse on why you didn't get laid. Well, I had to take Tony to Cub Scouts. That's why I didn't get laid for the third straight month. That was one weekend. What are you talking about?
One weekend you were in New Hampshire with your nephew.
It is kind of like, yeah, it is kind of funny to think like parents at like kids' games are definitely drunk. Like, you used to think, like, you hear these like parents like screaming in like Babe Ruth at you, and you'd be like, what is wrong with this guy? And then, like, looking back on it, you're like, Oh, that guy just got out of jail. He was drunk at the game. Like, I had a coach who just got out of jail, who'd throw balls at us in batting practice on purpose to toughen us up. And you're like, oh, this guy was just drunk all the time.
He just got out, man. He's fucking living it up. I mean, that's every single person that has, like, a Yeti. Like, that's not water. You know what I mean? Like, anybody that's got, like, any sippy cup. All the moms. Like, I went to first of all, it was 9 a.m., whatever. My daughter ran in this cross-country event, which, you know, it was, like, I thought it was going to be, I don't know, like, towns around here, like, Swampscott and Lynn. Because it was in Lynn, so I was like, okay, it's probably going to be small. It was, like, fucking 5,000 kids running around this public golf course. And every mom there had a little fucking, like, Stanley sippy cup thing, and all of them were just, you just saw the red coming up out of the straws. Like, all of these broads are drinking Bloody Mary right now. No one wants to come see their kid run. Ugh. Well, all right. I mean, might as well do some fucking predictions for this week. So, the prediction is I'm going to be drunk and angry at the sport, at the event. I'll be very upset. Other than that, I don't know what else there could be. I'm going to say that they're going to lose handily. I think that Bailey Zappi will get benched. I think you're going to see Malik Cunningham score a touchdown. These are my predictions. Bailey Zappi will get benched. Malik Cunningham will take over. Will score a touchdown. But as you say, I think they will have a chance in the second half. This after I just 3 sentences ago said they're going to get beaten handily. But it's going to never feel like they're really in it. But they're going to have the ball with a chance to tie or take the lead in the fourth quarter, and they won't. But I think they're going to end up losing. They'll end up losing 20-13. How's that? Or 20-12, because I think they'll score one touchdown, miss the extra point, and kick two field goals. That's what I think they're going to do. 20-12.
Like I said,
make some good
16-9.
Not even the number. I like your 16-9. That's good. But I want to hear some other random predictions from you.
16-9, Patriots ball with a chance to tie it at the end. They go down, they score a touchdown. We're so abysmal that they're like, screw it. We might as well just go for two and try to win. They don't get it. We lose 16-15. Yeah. I think the defense is going to look good. I think this is like a good matchup. I mean, they have a ton of offensive weapons, but I think we should be able to match up with them. I don't think they're going to like just score on us at will. I don't think they're going to be able to run the ball on us. I think we're going to be able to run the ball on them. So
our defense is shitty.
I think the game is actually going to
be able to move the ball at home. It's not going to be a bad day. It's like 45.
Yeah, it's going to be closer than it should be because we're going to run the ball. So we're going to just keep the game close. And it depends on how many turnovers we have, which feels like it could be upwards of 6. You can't rule out 6 interceptions, but, you know, I don't know. It was funny last week watching them just, like, the first drive, they threw, like, what, 7 screen passes, mm-hmm. and then in a row. And then the next drive, all the defensive ends were just like, all right, we should maybe just knock all these down. And then it's like, oh, that was the only offense we had was behind the line of scrimmage.
Did you see, like, the pass charts that they had of him and Zappi? They were, like, scattered dots, complete, incomplete. Every single one of them was under 10 yards for both of them. And then, all the greens were behind the line of scrimmage or, like, within 1 yard of the line of scrimmage. And then both of them had – Mac had 2, and Bailey Zappi had 1 red dot. And they were both past 10 yards and to the left. And I was like, all these fucking guys, they can't throw the ball past 10 yards without it getting intercepted right now. It's unbelievable. It's crazy. All right. Well, that's a good one. See how it goes. Of course – wish KP well on his wherever the fucking boot camp he's in. We might never see him again. He's in fucking fucking Louisiana picking daisies. I don't know what the fuck he's doing. I think he's on toothbrush floor cleaning duty this week. And follow me on Malcolm Go Podcast at gmail.com, Malcolm Go Pod on Twitter, Brady Disciple on Twitter, the Discord, discord.com/MalcolmGoPod, and Patreon.com/MalcolmGoPod. Cast. I'll try and do a tailgate one this week, but it might just be me sloppily drinking and speaking into a microphone because I paid for these tickets, so I goddamn going. I ain't losing money just because the Patriots.
We did break down.
We might have just lost Tyler for good there. He's mid talk. His face is, there's a picture of him, so he does exist, and we've lost the internet, and it's gone forever. So I'm just gonna call it on time. Hey, listen, my internet just died completely at 59 minutes of podcast time. So I don't know. He's gone. So anyway, yeah, that's what we're gonna do. I pardon Tyler's hamster on a wheel internet. One day he'll get fucking cable. I mean, you hear the AOL fucking dialing. And fucking, you're about 2 seconds from getting the You Got Mail notification from him. So, yeah, we'll see. Maybe I'll be at the game alone, maybe. Come find me. Section 204 is going to be rowdy, nonetheless. I will not be, I'll be in team gear, but I won't be happy about it. I will not be paying for beer. I'm bringing them in. I hope everyone knows. Pats.
Do your job! All right, don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job! 7-8 months ago, right? All for this moment. It's about honor! It's about respect! We win this game, your honor! Your kids are honored! Your family's honored!
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted! Intercepted by Malcolm Butler! Butler has it at the one! Malcolm Butler!
Stepping by! Warner goes back to throw, and here's the blitz by Mike Vrabel. The back is intercepted! It's off by Kyle Long! 30, 25, 20, 15, touchdown! Kyle Long picks it off and takes it to the house! Lewis,
4, Adam Vinatieri. 48-yard field goal attempt. Set to go. Snap ball down. Kick up. Kick is on the way. And it is good!
It's good! It's good! Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal. And the game is over. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The best team of the
game. Hey! Did it!
I love you, man.
Did it, bro. I love you. I love you. You're the greatest
quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.